Welcome back to Patriots All Access. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm happy to be joined by Patriots wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. Malcolm, thanks so much for stopping by. Now, I remember at the onset of playoffs, you were asked in the locker room to reflect back on your rookie season, and you said you weren't ready to do that yet. But here we are. It's March now, post-Super Bowl win. Have you had time to take a step back and reflect on the accomplishments that you had in your rookie season?
I have, and the only word I can use to describe it is unbelievable. To have the opportunity to accomplish some of the things I did this year with such a great organization, that's what players wish for their entire career. And I was fortunate enough to have that my first year.
Can you appreciate exactly what your team did in Super Bowl 51, especially given your role in the second half? It was the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
He throws it near side. Mitchell makes the grab, turns to the sideline.
I think I can appreciate it. You know, I was only here for a year, but I've watched football and been a part of football my entire life. So I know, you know, accomplishing something like that isn't easy. And I was embedded in the atmosphere of the team when we were trying to make that comeback. So,
what was the atmosphere of the team?
Heads held high, focused, and honestly, do your job.
When the confetti came down, what was that feeling like for you?
Unbelievable. It's hard to describe because, you know, there's few moments in life where you can hold your hands high and said, you know, I did it or we did it. And as a group, we had accomplished something that has yet to be done.
How do you build on a rookie season that ended in a Super Bowl win?
I just wake up every day and get back to work.
So the offseason affords you the opportunity to pursue another one of your passions.
Right.
And that is your love for reading. Where did that love develop? Because I know it wasn't always something that you had a passion in.
Yeah, as a kid, I didn't read much. You know, my focus was on cartoons and football, and that was really it. But when I got to college, you know, I felt like, you know, I wasn't doing the best I could outside of sports. And I knew that was because of a lack of reading efficiently.
So you dug in, improved your own reading skills, and wrote your own children's book that you're now touring and sharing with children all across the country, most recently in New England. What does that mean to you to be able to share that love with children from all over the East Coast?
It really means a lot because, you know, in Georgia, I was able to expand on that while I was in college. In my first year here, of course, all focus was on football, as it should have been and as it will always be during the season. But as someone who took on that journey in reading, you know, I had children's book inspire me, one being an exclamation mark that I've talked about before. And, you know, the impact of those books to kids means a lot. I was an adult when I read that book and it impacted me. So I definitely wanted to write something that impacted others.
What is your ultimate goal with reading with Malcolm?
You know, to get the books into the hands of all kids. You know, I learned that there's a 60%+ of kids that don't have age-appropriate books. And that's the cause of the majority of the problems and the decisions that kids make. So in order to switch that and decrease that number, they have to read. And I truly believe that.
All right, Malcolm, enjoy the rest of your offseason, and thank you for doing your part to make a dent in youth literacy.
Thank you.